Welcome to a Sober Girls Guide podcast, a lifestyle podcast based on sobriety and recovery. I'm your host and sober girl, Jessica Jabot. Inspired by my own sobriety and wellness journey, I want to spread the wealth of knowledge. Tune in each week for uncensored conversations about mental health, self-development, wellness and spirituality, and how they influence each guest's unique recovery journey. My goal is to educate and inspire and to let you know you are not alone on your recovery journey. Thanks so much for tuning in to a Sober Girls Guide podcast. Let's go! Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 244 of a Sober Girls Guide podcast. Now, you know when you see people on Instagram or online or any kind of social media platform and you're like, gosh, she looks so nice. I can attest, Deb, you may know her as Mocktail Mom, is even nicer in person. This conversation was so great, and I thoroughly enjoyed my time with Deb. She is here to share her unique sobriety journey that all started off with testing the waters by doing Dry January. Deb tells us how she uses mocktails to create healthier habits and routines for herself and eventually changed her relationship with alcohol once and for all. This is such a great episode. Let's get into it. Deb, how are you? It's nice to have you at my house now. I was at your house last week.
Yes, we recorded for my podcast, and this is so fun. I love that both of us are standing up right now. We're having a standing room only podcast today. This is wonderful.
We are doing the standing desk situation.
We're aligning.
Our asses are getting slimmer and tighter by the minute.
Squeezing. Squeezing.
Yep, squeezing that ass, flexing for the new year.
Yes, I have a wedding. My daughter's getting married in May. So we went wedding dress shopping this last weekend, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta think about mother of the bride dresses. I gotta work out my arms, you know, can't be wearing long sleeves in May for a wedding.
Wait, you do not look old enough to have a daughter who is even allowed to get married.
I have gray hair.
Kids have gray hair now.
That's true. This is very natural. Yeah, this is all natural. Yes, homegrown. She's 22. She's 22. Yeah. Yeah. So she's a young bride.
That's so sweet. Yes.
And then there we'll say a very young mother of the bride.
Yes. Yeah, totally. That is so exciting. I can't even imagine seeing your baby girl, even trying on dresses.
It was very emotional.
Lose it.
It was very emotional weekend. Yeah. Yes, it was. Yes. But we got a good dress. We got a good price. Everything. Yeah. It worked out perfect. It was so great. So yeah, aww. But thank you for having me on today. Sorry, we took that left turn talking about our rears. I got to get in shape for the wedding. Okay. But I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me. Yes.
Yeah. We're standing room only. We are working out and we're podcasting. Well, it feels like a workout. I don't know.
Standing perfect. Feels like a lot of energy. I might have to sit down midway. Depends. Yeah. I have my stool here. My bar stool is right next to me. My mocktail stool.
I love that. So Deb, I definitely want to talk about everything you've been doing with Mocktail Mom and how that came to be. But I want to bring it back a little bit. I want to talk about the before, or I like to call the BS Deb. So before sobriety Deb, what did that look like? The deets.
I love that. That BS. First of all, I never thought I would ever use the word sober or call myself sober. Like that word to me just felt like, oh no, I just wanted to be able to moderate. I was just a mom that went through very hard times. I think, you know, I'm 52 now, and I was in my 40s. I just started drinking more than I intended to, you know, wine just started numbing the edges of the difficulties of life. Like I went through a divorce. I had breast cancer. I had a double mastectomy. I went through chemo. Both of my parents had dementia and they both passed away at different times, 11 months apart from each other. I was very close to my parents, very, very close to them. Mm. And so it was just like, you know, like you think your life's going to be one way, you know, mm-hmm. and then it has, then, you know, God has other plans, or it's just not what you envisioned your life to be. I never, ever thought I would be divorced ever. I just did not think that didn't think that was where my life was going. And so I think the shock of that just kind of, put me in a bad place emotionally. My girls would go away for the weekend. And so BS Deb before sobriety, yeah. Deb, you know, they'd go away for the weekend. They were little at the time. They were like two and a half, three, and I guess like nine. So, you know, they were young.
Yeah.
And we had just moved to Kentucky. I live in Kentucky. We had just moved here. And so I didn't have a lot of friends. I wasn't on Instagram or, you know, I was on Facebook and stuff, but you know what I mean? Like I wasn't like socializing really. I would like keep up with people on online. Yeah. And then, you know, it just was very lonely. And so, you know, my Chardonnay went from one glass to two to like, oh my gosh, I finished the bottle. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of snowballed. I can't say there was no, like, there was no horrible rock bottom. I didn't have that. But I had a lot of personal, emotional rock bottoms, you know, waking up in the morning and feeling like absolute garbage, dragging around a U-Haul shame, you know, for the day, thinking like, I did it again. I told myself I was going to have one glass, opening the bottle, telling myself I'm just going to have one glass, just have a glass, just like chill out, relax. You deserve it. It's a hard day. You made it, you know, woo, girls are in bed or whatever. They're gone for the weekend. Yeah. And then it was like, that just kept repeating itself. It was like on this loop of like promising myself I wasn't going to have more than one, stopping to buy more wine, knowing I was going, you know what I mean? Just like that whole loop, and then waking up the next day feeling awful. And it was like, okay, yeah. I was approaching my 50th birthday. And I was like, I cannot live like this anymore. I do not want to live in my 50s the way I have lived in my 40s. I just thought I have to make a change. And so I didn't know that I was really breaking up with Chardonnay, but I did. I just wanted to take a break. I just wanted to moderate. I literally just thought I just need to take if I could do a whole month, like, you know, do a month off. And so January of 2021 was the very first like month I wanted to take the whole month off. I actually started on December 31st, the last day of 2020, because 2020, like I was home. Now the girls are home. I'm remarried at this point. You know, now it's like 8, 9 years into my drinking more than I intended to. Sure. So 2020 was like a whole, you know, whole nother thing. But by the end of 2020, that last day, I was like, I can't live like this anymore. Like I cannot, I was going to turn 50 in 2021. And I was like, I can't live like this. So ended up taking the whole month off of January 2021 and just felt so good. It's like, it wasn't a magic wand, but it was just that one thing that I put down and like everything else lifted up. Everything from my mood to depression to anxiety, which I don't typically struggle with. My glass is half full. It's overflowing. Life is good. I'm full of joy naturally. And it was like all of that had just been dampened by wine. It was just sucking the life out of me. So it wasn't until I got away, you know, took a little break that I realized like, oh my gosh, I feel like me again. It wasn't like I felt like a new person. I just felt like this is who I am. Oh, I remember her. She was fun. Yeah. She was fun before she stepped out a glass of wine to relax, you know? So So 2021 was really the start of it. But December 31st, 2020 was my first day totally alcohol free.
That's so cool. And I mean, listen, the thing about alcohol, you can't cherry pick what emotions that it's going to numb out, right? So it might take the edge off that stress. It's nice to relax with, yada, yada, yada. But you're also taking away the shiny stuff.
You're right. Like the joy.
The joy, the pearls.
It was dampening all of it. Yeah. I like what you said. You can't cherry pick. And I thought I was, I didn't even realize that it was numbing everything. I just thought, getting through, you know, cause it felt like a lot of years of trying to get through, but yeah, I'm very, very grateful. I feel very, very grateful to be free, it's authentic freedom to be free of the alcohol.
Yeah. But it's also understandable. Like I can see why you would reach for alcohol, you know, being lonely, going through these major life changes and shifts.
Yeah.
It makes sense, right? It makes sense like why, you know, alcohol would be an easy button to turn to.
Yeah, that's a good way. Yeah, an easy button. Yeah. And I just want people to know like it's understandable and you're not alone. You know, if you've gone through hard times, you're going through hard times and it, like you said, like it is helping, you know, it is easing the edges of it all.
Sure.
But, but it doesn't have to, you can get through hard times. I've gotten through other hard times since then without alcohol and it's okay. Well,
it's kind of also like putting a Band-Aid over a bullet wound.
Yeah.
You know, like, yes, it works for a certain amount of time, but when that time wears off, like the shit is still there.
Yeah. No, you're right. You have to deal with it.
We still got to feel it. We still got to move through it. Yep. You're just kind of like prolonging everything.
That's exactly right. And well, my parents both passed away in the fall. So my mom passed away in November. My dad passed away in October, then the next October. And so now every fall I'm not drinking. And it's like, it is, I'm feeling, especially that first year, really feeling the grief in a new way, you know, in a new way and really feeling it. But I think like what you said, it was a Band-Aid I put on it, but it's like, eventually you will deal with it. You will walk through that grief or deal with it. So
wait, don't you think that everyone kind of has their own threshold? Like you're not, like you said, I love what you said. Like it's understandable. You're not a bad person for reaching for alcohol by any means. Jesus.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get out of here alive.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying
we're not going to die, right? Yeah. Pretty guaranteed that's not going to happen. I'm sorry, Jessica.
Yeah, buzzkill.
I know what you mean, but to just live every day and live alive. To live every day alive.
And just trying to get through the motions, a lot of us. And I totally understand it. And it's, you know, listen, what you did is brave. Changing your relationship with alcohol is really brave and takes huge self-awareness, huge, like admitting to yourself, like, hey, what I'm doing ain't working.
Not working. Mm-hmm.
That's and a lot of people can't do that or don't right now.
Yeah. Just take it. And I know people say, oh, take one day at a time. Yeah. But I really like, if you had told me on December 31st, 2020, that I was not like, no, what are we? We're December 2023, right? So, you know, oh, Deb, it's going to be 3 years. You're going to go 3 years without a glass of wine. Like, I would not have believed you. Like, I would have been like, lay me down in the middle of the highway and run me over with a truck. That would have been easier. The thought of it, you know, the thought of it. So, like, just don't feel like if somebody's listening and you're thinking like, I want to take a break. I just want to try, or I'd love to be 3 years out, whatever. Just take it one day at a time. Just, you don't have to put on the whole vest of sobriety. Just try like today. How are you doing today? Today I'm not drinking. And then tomorrow comes, you do it again, you know, and it just adds up. The momentum builds.
Totally. And I don't, you know, some people hate on dry January because it's like, oh, you're not really an alcoholic or you don't really have a problem with alcohol. First of all, you don't need to call yourself an alcoholic. You don't need to like, maybe even I admit right now that you have an issue.
Don't declare anything. Yep. No. You don't have to declare anything. You just say, I just want to take a little break.
I think dry January, and I've heard this time and time and time again, it's a gateway. And the
it's a gateway. You're exactly right. Dry January is a gateway. And that's what it was for me. I mean, I never would have said, oh, in February, I'll still be doing this. No way. But it was like, boy, this feels good. So just try on drinking less, or try on sobriety for size. See how it fits.
Yeah.
You know,
and guess what? You can always go back. Booze is going to be.
It's so true. It's going to be there. It's not going anywhere. They're not locking the liquor stores just because you're not coming in. Even though I did think mine might close. I thought they must be out of business by now. They must be out of business. I haven't been there. I came back. Actually, I went through the drive-thru. This was a couple months ago. I went through the drive-thru and I had my video camera on. I made a little TikTok or whatever for it. And I drove through their little, you know, drive-thru. You go over the things like ding, ding. So they know, they come over the window and I'm like, hey, do you have any non-alcoholic wine? Cause I wanted to make a sangria. So I bought a non-alcoholic red wine from them through the drive-thru of the liquor store. And I was like, how ironic, you know, but I was like laughing. I was like, I'm surprised they're still in business. Like, I haven't been here in so long.
Y'all miss me?
Do you miss me? Remember me? So all that to say, yes, the wine, the alcohol will still be there. So if you want to take a break, you'll be okay.
Totally. So tell me, like, why did you choose to continue? I know all the benefits, but what really changed and clicked for you after this dry January?
I just felt I didn't, that personal shame I was dragging around. I mean, I really just, it was like a ticker in my head of just the space that wine was taking up, you know, like you watch the news, you know, the little thing on the bottom of the screen, like they're talking to you, you know, they're telling you the news, but then they're also telling you the news on the thing underneath, you know?
Yeah.
And that was like what my day had been. It would start out with like the shame ticker going across of like, you did it again. I can't believe you, you know, keep your word to yourself. You can't trust yourself, you know, all that. Well, then by like 2 or 3 o'clock, the ticker would be like, do you have wine at home? Did you finish that bottle? Should you stop at the store? You know, oh wait, you're going out tonight with friends. Are they going to drink what are they going to have? Oh, if she's going to drink, well, you can have a drink. Oh, you're going to be with your husband. Oh, well, he'll probably have a gin and tonic and then you can have a glass of wine. But then when you get home, you have another glass. You know, it was like this whole ding, 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 ding. So come February, I was like, wow, my head is really free without all that garbage all day long.
Yeah. That's a lot of noise.
It's a lot of noise. I put down the noise. I just felt quiet. I felt like I had time. I felt like me again. There was no, that was it. You know, I wasn't waking up at 3 a.m. with the room spinning, wondering, how did I get to bed? How did I get here? Yeah.
Right?
Who put me to bed? Who ordered this? My packages would show up from Amazon. Oh, it's like Christmas. It's like surprise. And then I'd be like, who ordered this? What is this? I think I remember this. And then I go to my order history. I'd be like, Oh, I ordered this at 2:15 in the morning.
No.
Right? Did you never have surprise Amazon packages? I mean, it was like, surprise. It's like Christmas. So I haven't had that.
I was too cheap. Truly. I think I was like, I was only allocating like extra funds to alcohol.
Or okay. Yeah.
Alcohol adjacent.
Yeah, I was getting into it. I was shopping and then I'd be commenting on people's posts on Facebook or whatever. Oh. Next day, you know, you wake up and it's like, so-and-so has replied to your comment, whatever, you know, little things and notifications. Right. And I'm like, when did I say that? You know? Yeah. So it's just like those embarrassing things that it's like to put all that down and just be present in my life and enjoy my life, be alive in my own life. Why am I going to go back? Nothing bad has happened since I stopped drinking. There's not been one bad side effect. Nothing.
Yeah. And like nothing that you can't deal with. Like, I mean, it's life. We're going to have.
Yeah, sure.
Situations.
Yeah. From not drinking. Nothing bad. But
no
bad
drama.
Has happened.
No drinking drama.
No drinking drama. Nope.
I love that. So tell me about Mocktail Mom. How did that come about?
So I was bored. And so people would say like, oh, you know, like people, you know, like they get so, you know, whatever, they're trying sobriety or they're trying Dry January or whatever. And they're like, oh, they do like coloring pages and they do puzzles because they have this time in the evening and this and that. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to do puzzles. I hate games. I don't like to do adult coloring pages. It's just not my thing. I mean, I know a lot of people are into it. And I'm happy to encourage them for that. But so I was like, what can I do? And I wanted to figure out what can I drink when I'm not drinking? Because I did want to continue to have that ritual of a glass of non-alcoholic wine, or, you know, I didn't even know at the time there was such a thing, but I still wanted to be able to drink. I just didn't want to drink alcohol. So, I started my Instagram mocktail.mom, January 9th, 2021. So it was like 10 days into being alcohol free. And I was like, I got to figure this out. So I was already following people, you know, who are making stuff online. I was very encouraged. And I thought, well, let me just share what I'm finding and, you know, maybe there's other people who are interested too. And so that was how it started. I just started sharing stuff. And then I had a girl do a little logo for me and I have kind of crazy spiked hair or whatever. After chemo, I just never really grew it back out. I never colored it again. And so she did this little logo for me. It looks like my head in a wine glass. And so it just says Mocktail Mom. And then I actually just got it trademarked. So I just got the trademark registration just came through from the US trademark office. Like I submitted it in 2021. So it's finally done.
Wow.
So Mocktail Mom is trademarked and I have a book coming out in 2024. It just wanted to encourage people, like there's still things to drink and the fun's not over because I was afraid the fun was going to be over and it's not.
The party is definitely not over.
It's
just different. It's better.
Yeah. It's just different and it's better. It is better. I didn't think it would be better.
A little less messier.
Yeah, this is true. That's Amazon. That's surprise packages. Yeah. I don't know if there's less packages. There's just less surprise packages.
There's definitely less apology tours.
Mm-hmm.
That is
a very,
that is a huge bonus.
Yeah. There's no like, remember when you said this to me it's nice to remember what you said, right?
Yeah. Remember when you made out with my boyfriend?
I haven't had that in a while.
I really don't recommend.
Gosh. Oh gosh, Jessica.
You really get some labels on you there.
Oh, sorry. Yes, it's hard. Yes, you haven't had that in a long time. You're good. You've moved on.
Oh,
yes,
but totally good. Now I'm the town prude. It's fantastic.
Oh.
I'll take that any day.
Any day over that. Yes.
So you also have a mocktail summit coming up. Tell me all about that.
Okay. I am so excited. I'm out of my mind. I almost can't sleep at night because I'm so excited. So I've had this vision this whole year, 2023. I keep thinking what I really want to do would be so fun. Cause I started a podcast last January, 2023. Yeah. And so I've, you know, talked to mocktail influencers and, you know, gals on social media and sober community and stuff. And I just kept thinking, like, I want to kind of get all of us together virtually mm-hmm. and have a summit where we can invite everybody to come and make a mocktail with us or learn some tips and tricks, learn a recipe, you know. And so I've corralled everybody. I've got 18 different mocktail influencers from all over the world. So there's a gal, wow. Supersonic, she's from the UK, the Mindful Mocktail. She's got over 200,000 followers on Instagram alone. She came in from Australia to make a mocktail with me for the summit. And then tons of people here in the States, Canada, Sarah Kate from Some Good Clean Fun. She's up in Canada. Mockups Mocktails is in Canada. I'm trying to think who else is Canadian. Who was on and Mocktail Corner. I think she's in Canada. I can't remember now. Sorry. Anyway, there's cool. 18. So we all got together. I recorded with each of them. They either made a mocktail with me or they shared tips and tricks on, like, how, you know, bar tools, like how do you work this shaker cup? What does muddling mean? You know, we hear the word, oh, muddle this. Like, I'm always like, muddle like a mother, but you know, like what, I didn't even know what muddling meant when I first started. I had no idea. Yeah. I had a shaker cup at my house in the pantry. It was collecting dust. I'd never used the thing. All I did was pour wine. So I basically have just brought it to, like, the elementary level. If you're just getting started. And then there's things for people who are further along about bitters and how to make your own simple syrups, you know, but there's a little something there for everybody. It's a free summit. It's 3 days. It's all virtual. And they can, you can sign up at themocktailsummit.com is the domain for it. Okay. And then if people want to, every night I have a VIP, like, happy hour. So we're having a live happy hour where people can come on. We're going to have door prizes, like a ton of different brands that I've worked with over the last 3 years, who I just love. Yep. They're donating products and stuff as giveaways for prizes. So that's for the VIPs. So it's $47. And then you get access to, like, all the videos forever. And we're doing, for all the VIP people, they get an ebook of all the recipes we make on camera. So they'll have, like, a little recipe book to kind of start them off. They'll get to watch the drink be made, and then they'll have a little book to go along with it. So anyway, that's themocktailsummit.com. But
that's so cool.
I'm not a person who likes to host people. I don't throw parties. I'll meet you out for dinner or whatever. I'm just not a big entertainer. Yeah. But, like, this, I'm like, I can entertain over, like, I can bring everybody together online. That is my kind of thing. So I want people to be transformed, you know, to go from, like, I don't know what the heck to do to, at the end of the 3 days, feel confident that they can make themselves a mocktail or know a little bit about non-alcoholic cocktails or, you know, non-alcoholic wines, bitters, just the basics, just to get started, to know, to go from, like, I don't want to say mocktail zero, but you know what I mean? Like, just the starting line to, like, you know, be your own mocktail hero, make your own drinks. You'll be able to make drinks at home. Yeah. I feel confident. So.
And I feel like making your own drinks makes it that much special. You've created this little thing. It's like cooking, right? You've created this whole menu, dinner, sides, all these little accoutrements. Yep. And now you're putting it all together and it just feels so satisfying.
It feels so special. It feels like self-care, especially when you're, I think for a lot of us, you know, when we think about not drinking, it's like, I'm going to be missing out. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to have anything special. I'm just going to have this plastic cup with some sparkling water, you know? And it's like, come into dry January and let us show you, like, how many good things there are to drink, how many beautiful things there are to drink. You can have it as simple as you want in a mason jar without a garnish. Or, you know, I have some guests who came on who really fancy everything up. They love the garnishes. They love to make it super, you know, special. Oh, I'm a special
garnish girl.
You're a garnish girl. Okay. I always forget to garnish. I'm the worst. Okay. You love to garnish.
How it looks.
Yeah.
And I also love, like, the nose,
the aroma,
garnish, the aroma that you get. And then the aroma with the flavor.
I agree. I totally agree. That's interesting you say that, because I think I probably prefer the aroma more than the actual look of the garnish. Like, yeah, if you're taking the sip, the aroma of whether it's, like, the basil, that fresh basil maybe, or like an orange, dehydrated orange or something, the scent of it just, I don't know, just elevates the cocktails, the mocktails so much more. So yeah, totally. Very interesting. So,
like, a sprig of rosemary. Garnish. Oof.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Perfect. Oh. Yeah. Oh yeah. There was a gal, who was it that made the drink with the rosemary? Now I can't remember who it was, which mocktail influencer it was that made it, but it was just so cute. Cause she was, like, fluffing she was, like, doing this with the rosemary. It was Emma from Sobersonic over in the UK. And she was doing this and that to, like, prepare the rosemary to be a garnish. And I was like, this is so cool. Like, but I just love that. Like, we just brought it down to, like, this is how you can make drinks at home. You can still have fun. And there are still delicious things to drink. So it's 3 days. It's a, but if, cool. If you can't come, you know, at the actual time, just sign up for the VIP. Then you can watch the videos anytime. You can watch them forever. We can watch them over and over. Bring all your friends over.
Over and over.
Over and over.
Well, it's actually nice. And then when you have the videos, then you can actually like make them along with the videos and stop and pause.
Yep. Totally. Totally. And it's then you'll have
so huge, much more helpful.
And then you'll have the ebook and it'll have the recipes right there for you. You don't have to worry about writing them down while you're listening. Yeah. So it'll be nice. It'll be really nice. So yeah, I'm super excited. We have over, I think there's over 500 people registered already. So we haven't even really promoted it. We've barely done anything. So I can't wait till January when I really start talking about it.
That's incredible. When is it again? January?
It's January 17th, 18th, and 19th. Okay. It's 3 days. Perfect. So that is, yeah, I'm so excited.
Congratulations.
Just fun. Thank you. It's just fun. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just want people to know, like, fun's not over. Your life's not over. Just that zone out button might be over. You'll be okay.
Yeah, totally. You'll be more than okay.
You'll be more than okay. Yeah.
Promise.
Yeah.
Deb, what are you personally, like, what is one of your favorite mocktails right now?
Oh, I'm the laziest mocktail maker ever. That's what's so funny is I really am. I just love the easy button on mocktails, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just like the cheerleader of non-alcoholic stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I just encourage everybody, like, just come in. Like, I feel like I'm like standing at the door of like non-alcoholic, like, just come in, just try some stuff. Just come on in. Like the little cheerleader. My favorite, I mean, I'm so, simple. It's ridiculous. I'm trying to think like, what would be like one I'm making like right now. Oh, well, just on the, I have a membership or whatever. And so every Thursday night we have a happy hour. And so last Thursday night we made like a cider bourbon, which is perfect for this time of year. You can make it hot or cold. It was so good. It was like, what was it? It was 2 ounces of non-alcoholic, whiskey or bourbon. Okay. So like, I used Kentucky 74 Spiritless. It's the brand Spiritless.
Yeah.
And they have a spiced, whiskey. So it has like a little cinnamony flavor, almost like a fireball, but without the hangover. So I used that. I used 2 ounces of that, 4 ounces of apple cider. And then I think it was half an ounce of lemon juice. Is that what it was? And then, just like a splash or, you know, a little bit of, some maple syrup. And so you could do that, mix that up and put it over ice, garnish like a cinnamon stick or something. Yeah. So delicious. Perfect. And then if you want it hot, you could literally warm that up exactly as is on a stove.
Yeah.
And have it in a mug, you know, or something. Or you could do it for a couple seconds, I guess, in the microwave. You don't want it to boil, but just warm it up a little bit. Yeah. But you can have it hot or cold. But
I mean, just easy.
I like the easy. That's not super complicated, but I mean, you would have to have a non-alcoholic whiskey or something, but I think sometimes it's intimidating to think like, don't I spend $30 on this bottle? Am I really going to use this bottle? You know, but, I personally love the non-alcoholic wines. I probably drink a glass of non-alcoholic wine every day at least. So
love it.
I drink a lot of that. So I don't know. Maybe I need to be non-alcoholic wine mom. Maybe that should be my name.
Oh my God. I love it. All right, Deb, one more question for you. For anyone listening right now who's maybe thinking of changing their relationship with alcohol or going through the motions, what piece of advice could you offer?
I mean, I think just like what we just try it, like just like, like we were saying, it's still going to be there. The wine's still going to be there. The alcohol's still going to be there. And just try, just see how you feel, you know, like, is alcohol really serving you? Is it serving you? Maybe it did in the beginning, you know, and maybe things have just changed. Like for me, it went from alcohol was way in the backseat of the car to then, you know, it started riding shotgun with me. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're like where I was, where it's like now alcohol is actually driving the car and I'm riding shotgun, you know? Yeah. So it's like, maybe it's time to get back in the driver's seat of your life. And just try, just see, you know, maybe you just you've forgotten who you are, who you were before alcohol. And so just see how you feel, give it a little try. So yeah, I don't know when this episode's coming out, but if it's in January, especially like you said, like, yeah, try January is a good time to be the gateway to sobriety, the gateway
the best
drug.
Gateway,
the best gateway ever. I love that. I never thought about it that way, but it's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just give it a little try.
Deb, thank you so much for your time and your experience and sharing your knowledge with us. I really appreciate it.
Oh, appreciate you, Jessica. Thank you for having me on. Thank you. Thank you to you and your community for everything you're doing. Appreciate it.
Right back at you, sister.
Oh, thank you.
How awesome is Deb? I love that she started her journey with Dry January because hangovers are so 2023. In 2024, we are changing our relationship with alcohol.
With accountability, structure, and exercises, a Sober Girls Guide group coaching will teach you healthy habits and coping skills to change your relationship with alcohol. Space is limited, so visit asobergirlsguide.com now. As always, thank you so much for listening. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at A Sober Girls Guide, and head to asobergirlsguide.com. We have tips and tricks for any stage of your booze-free journey. We got your back, girl. Head to asobergirlsguide.com now. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.